1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Youth Week is just around the corner and it's going to start with an absolute bang on the 6th of April this weekend, this Saturday, with Strum 2019. And two of the organisers join us right now, Sam and Sinead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, ladies, this is so exciting. And first off, you guys deserve a pat on the back because it all comes down to you, Strum 2019. Now, you originally got a grant.
Yep.
Tell us what happened from there.
So we applied from the grant and we weren't really sure if we were going to get it. But, you know, we did, which was fantastic.
Amazing.
And then we were like, crap, how are we going to organise this whole event? But it's all worked out pretty well and we've got a lot of help from so many people.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bit of a strenuous process to get the grant.
It was.
But we got there.
But you got there in the end. So yes. It was through a youth grant through the council and you got around $3,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Now, when you got the grant, what did you think? How are we going to spend this money? What are you going to do?
We were like totally disorganized. I'll be honest. It took us a lot of time to get things together and it took us a long time to sort of get our concept together for Strum as well. So how well it's turned out was actually a little bit unexpected.
Yeah,
considering
exactly.
And so for people who don't know what Strum is all about, because we know all the details, what is it?
So Strum is just an all-ages gig that promotes, like, young kids getting a chance to perform in, like, a live venue in Wagga because Wagga doesn't have a whole heap of opportunities like this for young girls.
Especially for the young. Like, there's so many opportunities if you're a little bit older, but
over
for the young, you're
more developed
bit
bands.
Clueless.
Yeah.
They're going, what do we do? And you guys have jumped on that, so well done.
It is quite inaccessible, the Wagga music scene, to younger kids especially, and to really sort of refresh the music scene and stop it from stagnating, we thought it would be important to create an event that gave them the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and like more diverse genres of music and stuff, because you kind of hear the same thing in Wagga a lot.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get more rock bands and like more funk bands.
That's
and everything.
Sick.
So it should be good.
It's absolutely awesome. And it's not just that as well, because you've also incorporating a bunch of other experiences into Strum 2019 as well, aren't you?
We are, yeah.
Tell us about some of those.
When we received the grant, we had sort of a directive or a guideline to have a focus on mental health and sort of spreading awareness of that in the youth community over the course of the week.
Important.
Oh,
so important.
Yeah.
So important. Yes. It's great that you've jumped on that.
Especially nowadays, because we came to think that it would be a good idea to get some speakers, not from organisations, but kids our age who've had similar experiences to us that is easily relatable and people that speak from heart.
Jeez, that is so powerful and amazing for those people to actually come forward and say, yes, I'm going to speak.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And they're really excited too as well.
That's
and that's
true,
something that's breaking down around the stigma around mental health, because normally you wouldn't get up and speak, but now you've gone, hey, would you do this? And people are saying, yes, I'm going to do this. So that's amazing to see. So well done, Riverina, again.
Now tell us how many bands you got, what can we expect?
Are you guys playing? Let us know.
Yeah, so we've got six bands. We've got a few, like, younger bands, and we're in a band called Nanny Luna. It's actually named after my dog,
it
so
is.
That's really great.
Oh.
And we've got the Jukes, which are a pretty cool funk rock band from Coringle. And then we've got two younger bands, Thursdays and
Heatstroke. Wagga High.
We've had Heatstroke in before.
They're
very talented.
Because we did get them to audition from the high school so we could get some younger kids involved, which will be really cool.
And then the biggest exciting one is Pablo Pace from Aubrey.
Yeah.
And they've been on Triple J Unearthed. And so they've said yes to coming down headlining the
whole
thing.
That's so good.
You guys have done an amazing job. You got the grant, the Youth Led Initiatives grant. You've set up Strum 2019 for something that could be lacking in this area. And you're hoping, obviously, this is just the first year of many of this type of event?
Yeah, well, in titling it Strum 2019, we sort of hoped that
can have it 22 next year.
That's right.
Easy logo change.
So
it is happening this Saturday at the PCYC.
This Saturday.
When do doors open?
5:30.
And tickets?
Free.
Wristband
entry, that's all.
So you just got to show up on the night.
Yep.
5:30, PCYC Hall, and it's on from 6 till 9.
Yep. It is.
Food and drinks available too?
Yep. Awesome. All night.
All night.
Thought of it all.
Yeah.
The future of concert promoters here in the country.
Does such a good job. And this is something, Riverina, I think we should all get around, because as you said, this is the first year. But if it goes well, we can keep on having even more than twice a year. Like, you could go both.
Exactly, yeah.
It depends on the turnout.
Well,
That's the idea, girls. Congratulations on organising Strum 2019. Where do we go for more info if we want it? Is there a Facebook page?
Yes. So just go to Strum on Facebook.
Easy.
And we've got all of our lineup and everything and updates and news stories, all of that stuff. So.
Sam and Sinead, you should be very proud of what you accomplished.
Thank
Cannot
you.
Wait for Strum 2019 this Saturday night.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.